This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Mexico's incoming government says it does not plan to assume the role of a safe third country for migrants seeking asylum in the United States when Andrés Manuel López Obrador is sworn in as president December 1st. Incoming Interior Minister Olga Sánchez said in a statement Saturday there is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. She said the future government's principal concern related to migrants is their well-being in Mexico. The Washington Post newspaper reported Saturday that the Trump administration had won support from the president-elect's team for asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims move through U.S. courts. On Friday, Tijuana, Mexico's mayor declared a humanitarian crisis because of the influx of thousands of migrants from Central America. The Trump administration has presented government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring and safe places, but as AP's Ben Thomas reports, that's not always the case.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. The Trump administration has presented those facilities as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.